My guest at this time is Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, represents the Buckeye State's 4th Congressional District. He's also chairman of the Republican Study Committee, which is the coalition of House conservatives. We want to get his thoughts in reaction to the second presidential debate, specifically as it relates to the economy. And we also want to get his insights on a growing debate here in Washington about an issue known as sequestration. Those are the major cuts that were automatically invoked as a result of the supercommittee's failure to find spending cuts or tax increases as the Democrats wanted last year. It all stems from last summer's debt ceiling agreement. And Congressman, it's always good to have you with us.
Good to be with you today, Greg.
Let's start with the debate. Obviously, a lot of the questions dealt with the economy from the very first question about jobs for young people, a 50% unemployment rate coming out of college. There were questions about how Romney's different from President Bush, what President Obama's real record is. What stuck out to you most last night?
Well, I mean, I think you said it. What President Obama's real record is a record of failure when it comes to growing our economy and creating jobs or having the private sector create jobs. And I just say it this way. You know, you can go to every major policy area, and this administration is doing it wrong. I mean, everyone knows our tax code is broken, and yet all the administration wants to talk about is raising taxes. Everyone knows we're over-regulating business, making it difficult for businesses to do the things they like to do and create jobs. We don't have a common sense energy policy. This came out last night. And then, of course, our fiscal policy. Everyone knows that you can't keep spending more than you take in, particularly to the tune of $1 trillion a year, which this administration has done the last 4 years, and now created the largest debt in history, $16 trillion, a debt bigger than our GDP. So everyone gets all that, and I think the governor did a great job of highlighting just how bad the record is and what he would do to reform the tax code, common sense regulation, become energy independent here in North America. Everyone understands, I believe, that that's what's going to take to create jobs, and so I thought it was a good performance for Governor Romney.
You crunched the numbers as well as anyone up on Capitol Hill. The big complaint from the Obama campaign is that Governor Romney's tax plan, 20% essentially across the board. He also said he wanted to eliminate capital gain and dividend taxes and offset it with economic growth as well as ending certain loopholes and deductions. How solid is the math the way you add it up?
Well, I think the math is solid, but I think more importantly, the economics is solid. I mean, look, you don't create jobs by taxing job creators, which is what this administration wants to do. You create jobs by reforming the tax code, keeping taxes low, particularly on small businesses, which Governor Romney highlighted, I think, very strongly in the debate. So, I've said it many times, but someone's going to have to convince me how raising taxes on job creators is going to create jobs. It just doesn't work that way. So every time it's been tried, when you actually have a simpler tax code and you keep rates low, you create an environment that's conducive to economic growth, and in the long run, you get more revenue to the Treasury because the economy is growing, people are getting jobs, people are paying taxes. You know, I think Senator Rubio said it best, you don't want higher taxes, you want more taxpayers. And that you get that by creating an environment where jobs are being created by small business owners. So Governor Romney understands that. He's done it. He was great, I think, in pointing out that. And again, our state, Ohio, is the key state, and I just feel good. I get a sense out there that things are moving in the right direction and that Governor Romney's going to win our state. If he wins our state, he's going to be the next president.
We're talking with Republican Study Committee Chairman Jim Jordan. He's a Republican from the state of Ohio, his 4th congressional district. And Congressman, earlier this year, our dedicated listeners may remember this, you and I spoke as the Republican budget was being debated. You actually had a more ambitious plan than even Paul Ryan to balance the budget in a shorter period of time. Ultimately, his plan won the day. How confident are you that if, in fact, the election results go the way you want in terms of House, Senate, and White House, that there will be an aggressive and successful effort to bring the deficit into line?
Well, I'm actually very confident for two reasons. One, by the fact that Governor Romney picked Congressman Ryan, I think that injected this issue front and center in the debate. So Paul is our best spokesperson for outlining how serious the problem is and what needs to be done to correct it. Second, we have to. I mean, the facts are the facts. If we don't address it pretty quickly, we're going to have a debt crisis, and the greatest nation in history will be in a situation similar to the countries in Europe that we've been reading about for the last couple of years. So those two factors, I think, point to the fact if we win, which I think we're going to, then we're going to get the job done because we have to. And we've laid the case with the American people. We've laid that predicate down there, and we'll have this, I think, mandate and this contract with the American people to do what needs to be done.
regardless of who wins, although it could impact the debate, certainly, there are issues that need to be dealt with, including the tax increases that are scheduled to come at the start of next year, and also the issue of sequestration, which, as I mentioned at the outset, is the issue and the default, essentially, cuts that came as a result of the failure of the Supercommittee following the debt ceiling agreement. You opposed the debt ceiling agreement. You pointed out then, you've pointed out now that you never thought the Supercommittee was going to succeed in its efforts. At the same time, though, you say that as difficult as these defense cuts will be, they're better than not addressing the deficit right. problem at all. That's not necessarily the position being taken by many in your party, including the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. So explain your position and how you expect this to shake out.
Well, no, you're exactly right. The only thing worse than defense cuts are no cuts at all. And remember what took place last summer. I thought this was a bad deal that was put together. I opposed it, fought it every step of the way. But remember what happened. When the debt ceiling agreement was reached last summer, the next day the market dropped 560 points. 2 days later we got downgraded by S&P. A week later the market had dropped a total of 1,300 points. The supercommittee, which was supposed to solve things, to come up with actual cuts, completely failed like many of us thought it would. And now the only scheduled cuts that are to take place is sequester. There's talk of suspending those. And if that happens, then the only thing the taxpayers will have gotten out of the deal last summer is $2.4 trillion more in debt. At some point, we're going to have to deal with this. Goes back to the last question. You know, we're going to have to deal with spending. And so I don't want to cut defense in this haphazard way, but I will tell you, it's better to cut than not to do anything at all. Because as Admiral Mullen has said, the biggest threat to national security is the national debt. We've got to deal with it. So I'll be one of those people saying, look, we shouldn't raise taxes because that's not going to be conducive to economic growth, and we need economic growth to dig out of this problem. So we shouldn't raise taxes, but we have to live with the cuts that they all put into place. And so I think it's real important. This is going to be a big debate, frankly, as you point out, regardless of who wins on November 6th. It's going to be a big debate in the lame duck session.
There has been some talk of Republicans finding cuts elsewhere to offset the defense cuts and not make it so drastic to the military. Do you see that as a viable option? Most on the left seem to not be interested in that at all, and even Chairman McKeon of the Armed Services Committee calls that essentially hypothetical solutions.
Well, it's the right option. I mean, it's what we should do. After all, we're supposed to spend your tax dollars on national defense. I certainly supported that and voted for it, and it sits over there in the United States Senate like so many other good pieces of legislation, with Harry Reid doing nothing with it. So I hope the Senate will find Jesus and do the right thing and pass that and substitute the defense cuts with cuts elsewhere in government, which is what we should do. But short of doing that, we're back to the point that, we talked earlier that we're going to have to make the cuts that were scheduled to take place. But the right answer is what we passed. And it's been sitting there in the Senate. And like I said, like lots of other good pieces of legislation, Senator Reid doesn't want to vote on, let alone even have a debate on it. So we'll see what happens in the lame duck.
Last question. Congressman, you mentioned that if Romney and Ryan win and the Republicans have control of Congress, spending will be dealt with because it has to be done, and you have people in positions of leadership who badly want to see it done. What happens if you don't get the election results you want?
And then it's an all-out fight. I mean, look, I still think we've got to stand firm for conservative positions, because remember what happened in 2010. The American people sent 63 new members of Congress in that freshman class to Washington, and they said, they didn't say go to Washington and get along with Barack Obama. They said go to Washington and stop the stimulus, stop the crazy spending, stop Obamacare, stop the tax increases. So that fact still is certainly in play, based on what happened in the midterm elections in 2010. So we got to make the best case. We got to take our case to the American people and stand firm on conservative principles. That's what's best for the country.
Congressman, it remains a critical issue, and it's right out there at the forefront, as we saw in the debate. Thanks very much for being with us.
You bet. Thank you so much. Take care.
You too, sir. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan represents his state's 4th Congressional District. He's also chairman of the Republican Study Committee, which is the group of House conservatives. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.